بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم كل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وكائدا وناصرا وذليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه عرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. صلوات الله.
In the past few decades, in Pakistan alone, more than 21,000 Shias have been martyred. And before I continue, I would like to say that we should be honored and we should be proud to have such brothers and sisters around the world that are willing to die for Imam Hussein. And we should learn from the lesson that Husseinia is something worth dying for. These teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, they're worth dying for. And the thing that's the most heartbreaking is the fact that I saw a lot of people sitting here and they were crying when all these videos were being played. One of the videos were of a little 5-year-old girl. Her father was a martyr. And the reporter asked her, "What's wrong?" She said, my father, he's martyred. I miss my father. I want him back." So the reporter asked her, saying, "Where is he now? Where's your father?" That 5-year-old girl, imagine her response. She said, "He went to Imam Hussein." This is a thought. This is a 5-year-old girl telling the rest of the world that her father went to Imam Hussein. What should we learn from these people? Imam Hussein, 1400 years ago, made such a powerful revolution that even until today, his azadari and his name is chanted all across the world. And it's his followers and it's his lovers all around the world. It's not in Pakistan, it's in Bahrain. Anywhere where you see the lover of Hussein, you see oppression being done on them. Because the Yazidis of this time are still after trying to eliminate this love for Imam Hussein. And it is our responsibility to spread awareness, to hold on to this azadari, to hold on to these teachings. Because if we're not going to do it, no one else is going to. 21,000 people, 21,000 martyrs in the past few decades. Why? Because they're Shias. Why? Because they love Imam Hussein. Just last year, more than 1,400 people were martyred. The bomb, 2 bomb blasts in Quetta. Oppression in Parachinar, Gilgit, Balochistan, Bahrain. Everywhere you see, the lover of Hussein is being oppressed. And it's our responsibility, it's my responsibility. And every individual who's sitting right here, right now, who's watching, it's our responsibility to speak up. Because we're the lovers of Hussein. Wherever we see oppression, we should stand up against it. Because our Imam, 1400 years ago, stood up against oppression. He stood up against the tyrants of his time. And we see, and sometimes it's so heartbreaking that people are sitting here crying when they see these videos. Imagine our Imam. Imagine our Imam. Since that martyr, since he was a little kid until he was martyred. Whenever he needed help, he said what? He said, Ya Imam. Imam came and helped him. His whole life he did Azadari of Hussein. His whole life he waited for the 12th Imam. Can you imagine that Imam? When he sees this man who called on to him every second. Every second he called on to him. And he is being martyred. Why? Because he's his lover. Because he follows him. Imagine his status. How painful it is for him to see someone who loves him so dearly, and out of his love, he's martyred. So what should we learn from these people? We should learn from these people that this Husseini, this Azadari, these teachings from Imam Hussein is something worth dying for. We need to get more involved. We need to take these things more seriously. We shouldn't just confine Azadari and the teachings of Ahlul Bayt within 2 months and 8 days. It is every day. Husseiniyat is every day. Azadari and the teachings of Ahlul Bayt should be incorporated into your lives every single day. It is just not 68 days, no. It is our responsibility to spread the message of Ahlul Bayt through this country, around the world, and set the adams of Hazrat Abbas all through the globe. Because if we're not going to do it, who else? Because in return, we're being martyred. So take responsibility. And let us stand united against oppression and the Yazidis of this time. So.
Shaheed Hashim Raza Rizvi, mere iklaute mamu hain. Suparco mein bahaisiyat electrical aur electronics engineer mulazim the. اور انتہائی حساس جاسوسی طیارے کے پروجیکٹ پر کام کر رہے تھے حسب معمول ہر جمعے کی طرح اس جمعے کو بھی اکتوبر کی 3 تاریخ تھی اور 2003 سن تھا جمعے کی نماز کی ادائیگی کے لیے کمپنی کی بس سے نکلے تھے عموماً اس بس میں سنی شیعہ دونوں حضرات سفر کرتے تھے سنی حضرات کی مسجد پہلے آتی تھی تو وہ پہلے اتر جاتے تھے اور پھر باقی ماندہ شیعہ حضرات ماڑی پور میں واقع مسجد بچھا پر جمعے کی نماز کے لیے اتر جاتے تھے اس دن جب سنی حضرات اتر گئے مسجد پر اپنی اور شیعہ حضرات رہ گئے اسی وقت 2 ملونوں نے بس پر حملہ کیا جس کے نتیجے میں تقریباً 6 مومنین نے جام شہادت نوش کیا اور تقریباً 7 مومنین شدید زخمی ہوئے میرے ماموں کی عمر اس وقت 40 برس تھی شہادت کے وقت اور لواحقین میں انہوں نے ایک بیوہ ضعیف ماں اور 3 بہنوں کے علاوہ 3 کمسن بچے چھوڑے جن میں ایک کی عمر 13 برس تھی اس وقت جس وقت انہوں نے جامع شہادت نوش کیا بیٹا 10 سال کا تھا اور 5 سال کی بیٹی تھی کافی مشکل وقت تھا ہماری فیملی کے لیے مگر بہرحال اللہ نے صبر بھی عطا کیا اور بچوں پر دست شفقت بھی رکھا اور ان کی کفالت اور تربیت کے لیے وسائل بھی فراہم کر دیے لیکن آج صورتحال بہت سنگین ہے یزیدی پیروکاروں نے اپنے آباء اجداد کی سنت پر عمل کرتے ہوئے آج کے دور میں بھی کربلا برپا کی ہوئی ہے جہاں نہ بچوں کا لحاظ کیا گیا نہ بزرگوں کا اور نہ ناموس رسالت کا اس پرآشوب دور میں کہ جب یہ صفاق درندہ صفت دہشت گرد اہل تشیع پر ظلم و ستم کی ایک نئی داستان رقم کر رہے ہیں اور سمجھ رہے ہیں کہ اس طرح ناحق خون بہا کر وہ شیعت کو مقصد حسین کو اور درد سے کربلا کو مٹا دیں گے تو ہم یہ باور کرا دینا چاہتے ہیں کہ وہ اپنے آباء و اجداد کی طرح احمقوں کی جنت میں رہ رہے ہیں اور ہم بھی اپنے آباء و اجداد کی سنت پر عمل کرتے رہیں گے اور یوں ہی اپنے لہو سے یزیدیت کو سر نگو اور حسینیت کو سر بلند کرتے رہیں گے لبیک یا حسین لبیک یا حسین تم جتنا دباتے جاؤ گے تم جتنا دباتے جاؤ گے ہم اتنا ابھرتے جائیں گے تم کتنے حسینی مارو گے
ये कौन सारी हुसैनी है और तुम कितने हुसैनी मारोगे, हर घर से हुसैनी निकलेगा।
आखिर में मैं आप सब से और यहाँ और जहां जहां तक मेरी आवाज जा रही है, खुसूसन बैरूने मुल्क में मुमिनीन से ये गुजारिश करूंगा कि जहां तक हो सके इस जुल्म और बर्बरियत के खिलाफ आवाज बुलंद करते रहें। सोशल मीडिया, पेपर मीडिया और इलेक्ट्रॉनिक मीडिया में अपना एहतजाज रिकॉर्ड कराते रहें और जहां तक मुमकिन हो सके शहदा की फैमिली के साथ भरपूर माली और इखलाकी तआवुन करते रहें।
This is wrong, but what are we doing about it? Because if we are not going to do about it, I guarantee you it's not going to get solved. So please encourage others. Now, for example, security, how do you protect yourself? How do you secure your house, you know? How do you get self-defense training? Some of the things that you are experts in here, you can think about them, bring those ideas forward, and you know, talk to the people who are involved in this and suggest these things. Legal assistance. You realize in Pakistan, if you are a Shia lawyer in Pakistan, you are dead. They are going to kill you. Because they don't want Shia lawyers coming to courts and fighting in courts and going after these people. There's one lawyer in Karachi who's fighting 90 cases right now. You know, and he has a target on his back and he may be killed or martyred any day. Well, guess what? We can help from here. We can provide them financial support. We can do other things to promote from here that they cannot do over there. Brothers and sisters, these are a few ideas. When you walked in, you got a survey.